Hello, Guru Fateh. Welcome to the Sikhcast. My name is Manpreet Singh. Thank you for being with us. With me this week, I have Inikar. Inikar, thank you for being here.
A pleasure, Manpreet. Guru Fateh to our listeners and Guru Fateh to you, Manpreet.
And this week's Shabad is titled Body, Mind, and Bosom Cooled by Remembering My Owner Divine. Inikar, please take it away.
Thank you, Manpreet. So this week's Shabad is by Guru Angad Sahab in Rag Dhanasvi. It's on Ang on page 681 of the Guru Granth Sahib. Body, mind, and bosom cooled by remembering my owner divine. My being's beauty, color, comfort, wealth, and caste is the transcendent. Tongue intoxicated with charmer divine's nectar, colored in love color of my charmer divine, the lotus feet becomes the abundant treasure. Reflect, Rahau, to whom I belong, protected me. Perfect is the divine's way. Nanak, comfort giver united me, all pervasive, protected, we honor. Simmer, simmer, Swami Prab Apna, Sital Tanman Chati, Roop Rang, Sukhtan Jiyaka, Par Brahm, More Chati. So before I begin, I just wanted to share that there's no recording of this Shabad, and the Shabad has been recited by the children at Barusa. And it is, I leave it at that. But I want to begin the Shabad with the Rahau. Rahau is Rasna Ram, Rasayin Pati, Rang Rangi Ram Apne Ke, Charan Kamal Nit Hati, the one whose tongue is intoxicated with the sweetness of Ram, of the Charma Divine, and is colored in that love of that Charma Divine, then what happens? The lotus feet become the overflowing treasure. And when you experience that treasure, there is no need for anything else. So this is the Rahau. And the Charan Kamala, I have talked at great length about it in a previous podcast. But briefly here, I want to say Charan means feet and Kamal means lotus. So therefore, Charan Kamal literally means lotus feet. However, in Gurbani, Charan Kamal are not physical feet. It is a sublime and mystical understanding. And when we are awakened to our true nature as pure consciousness, we experience this realization of what Charan Kamal is. One could also say that Charan Kamal is continuous simran, which is reflection. We can even say that lotus feet in Gurbani, Charan Kamal is Naam consciousness, is when you are connected and immersed in the Naam. And when you are connected with Naam, then you experience this treasure. You experience the treasure of Naam. And what happens when you experience this treasure? Well, then the body and the mind become cool. The burning dissipates. And calmness pervades. I asked a friend of mine, I said, what does cool mean to you? What does that mean in as you would see it? And this is what he said. As the moon provides the coolness, that is cool. But the coolness that Guru provides, there's none like it. So it's the coolness of Naam. And I wrote back, body, mind, cooled by remembering my Har, my all-pervasive. That is when that coolness takes place. So the Par Brahm, the transcendent, When the body and mind are cool, the power Brahm, the transcendent, enters one. And what happens? It becomes my beauty, my wealth, my color and caste. It becomes everything. The transcendent, that light becomes everything. That force that enters. And then there's a realization. The one whom I belong to protected me. That I am a drop in this ocean. And the ocean has protected me. And all is in hukam. Everything happens in hukam. There is that realization. What more? The realization also that hukam is perfect. And therefore, I am united. And when I am united, my honor is protected. For the ocean has protected the drop, and the drop is in the ocean. This is a very concise Shabad, but I want to take this opportunity to expand on a couple of things. What is intoxication of the tongue? What is sweetness of the tongue? Because this revelation or this comes repeatedly in Gurbani. I want to take a moment to just expand on this per my understanding. So when you enter the stillness within, you rest in your heart. And I've talked about heart, what heart is in Gurbani. It is that center of your being, that pure consciousness. You no longer seek anything. And you begin to taste. There's a taste that appears, that descends. And that taste is what you have been yearning for. This is the taste that arises from within you. It's not from anything outside. This is that sweet nectar, the amrit of profound harmony and silence. That sahaj, that total contentment, and a beautiful silence. I want to decode it a little bit. So when we taste something, we take nourishment into our bodies, and it literally becomes a part of us. It becomes a part of your own being, your own flesh. Similarly, when reflection, when simran, enters our consciousness, it infuses us and it becomes a part of us and transforms us. And in that transformation, there's a sweetness that descends on the tongue. This is that transformation. This is that fruit. This is what you experience. And when you experience the sweetness, it is virtually impossible to speak anything unkind or allow any unkind thought to enter your consciousness. Not because you're grand, but because you don't want to lose that sweetness. You protect that sweetness, for you have tasted it and you are enjoying it. And you're relishing it, and you're savoring it. Stage of intoxication is when that vibration within you, that sweetness, is flowing continuously. And when you hear, see, and experience the vastness of the one, of the Ekyunkar, that's the stage of intoxication. This is one of the most mystical experiences that is being shared by Guru here, the intoxication of the tongue. In intoxication, love flows effortlessly. The humility flows. And in this state, you experience the transcendent, the Parabrahma, and you realize everything is the Parabrahm, is that transcendent. My honor, my wealth, my beauty, everything is that. And you ask, how can I get to the stage of intoxication? Well, the stage of intoxication is experienced when you live in the awareness, when you live in the awareness of Nam. Your senses heighten and you experience your inner self through sight, through sound, through smell, through taste, and touch. Whatever you touch, it is like a flow of electricity, a current that enters your being and touches another being. We have the physical where you eat and you get the physical strength, but how do you get the awareness and how do you heighten your senses? It is when you're in that stage of love, when you're in that stage of true intoxication. This is that stage of awareness. You know, when I was preparing for this podcast and I was reading the Shabd, there were a few lines because I was reading it over and over and I wrote down three lines. I will read those to you. I wrote, sweetness descends, tongue intoxicated. Dare I share what it feels like? I tried to share. I guess I did share up to a certain extent. But there are certain things, there are no words to share. But don't look at the Shabd as just words written there. This is a stage for an incredible mystical experience which Guru has revealed. But how does the body and mind become cool? And it's my owner divine. It is when you have submitted, when you say, I am no longer me, I belong to you, you are my owner. In that state, when you have submitted, within you, the beauty, color, everything which you own, you realize it's not yours anymore. It is divine. It's the Parabrahm. And you ask, why do people who are so in love with Gurbani, why don't they speak much? Why don't they say much? Because there is so much sweetness that descends that you don't want to lose it. It's not the question of losing it. There's no need to say anything. It's the presence. I remember a story which I read actually in one of my Sufi readings. When this fakir said, he said, if my presence doesn't elevate your consciousness, my words won't elevate your consciousness either. My words are meaningless. And this is the stage. When you're so intoxicated, there is such sweetness within you, and when you know that Nam is flowing, there's no need to say anything. You radiate that. So everything you touch, everything that you hear, it is in that consciousness, it's in that energy. And yes, you know, the Bhagats and what we have, the saints and everything, They have always said they don't have much worldly wealth, but they know. They have this deep, deep knowing that they are protected no matter what. Can you imagine that feeling? It doesn't matter whether I have one bowl of rice or one blanket, or that I'm weaving, making ends meet. My consciousness is in such a state that I am protected. Nothing can touch me. That's the stage of deep love, when you know you are untouchable. No matter what happens around you, it is all part of a drama. It's the world moving. And your consciousness is at that stage where everything is happening in hokum. And you accept that tomo hokum. And you know that the hokum is perfect. It's not only that stage of acceptance. It is that accepting that it is perfect. There's a difference. This is a very high stage. We say, yes, we accept the hokum. But to say that the hokum is perfect, so this very concise Shabbat, which is not sung by the ragis, well, how can they sing the Shabbat? Because they would have to explain it. What are they going to explain? How are they going to explain this? And to tell you the truth, when I put it together, I selected it. I hesitated because to me this was such a mystical experience. And then I said, no, I must share it. And then when I went to find a shabd what some ragi would have sung at least, when I found nothing, then I was convinced that this must be done in this collection. So it's with great love, gratitude, just true humility of what Guru has revealed in this one, in this particular Shabd. You know, I say that the Guru Granth Sahib is a collection of love letters. Well, this is one of my love letters. This is the one which I read over and over. This is exquisite. I hope you've enjoyed this Shabd. And I hope you will think about it and actually want to experience that intoxication, that sweetness, what it feels like to be dyed in that rang. You know, the rang and prem are the same. There's no difference in Gurbani. To be colored in that color of the charma divine, it's incredible. It's only when you are dyed in the color that you know what this treasure is, that you recognize what this Simran is, you recognize what this Naam is. And that becomes your treasure, and that is the jewel, and that is what you want to adorn yourself with. The worldly jewels, yes, they're there, they're bubbles, they're trinkets. This is that jewel you want to be adorned with. This is that color you want to be dyed in. So that's all I have for this week's Shabd and Preet.
The Shabd to me is saying or telling me, and the way you're explaining it, it's one of the hardest things to do in life, though. It's hard to be, first of all, it's hard to come by love that is so grand, and then to recognize it, and then to cherish it, and then to be humble about it, and then to transcend. I mean, those are very, very hard things to do. I'm not saying it's impossible, but you know, this takes, I guess it's like any other relationship. It takes time. It's not going to happen instantly. But I feel like, you know, so many Shabbats we did together, and there's a recurring theme of, you know, love and recognizing, you know, Ikko and God. But and I said this in the past podcast too, it's very easy for people to wear something or not eat something, but doing something like this, which is, I think, true value, it's very hard to do. And I'm glad Guru Angad Sahib Ji writes about it like this, because that is what is needed. Once you do this, what you wear, what you eat won't really matter.
This is his experience. He's revealing his experience. The coolness, the comfort, how the transcendent became, his beauty, his color, his wealth, his caste, how his tongue was intoxicated with the amrit, how he was dyed in the love color, and how the naam became his abundant treasure, and how he is protected because he has realized to the one who I belong. And perfect, hukam is perfect. Last line. He united me, the comfort giver united me, and the har protected my honor. Look at it if you just read it in that way. This is his experience that he has revealed for us. And if we are in Naam, this is his gift to us, that you too can experience this. To be in that Naam. These are the stages. This is when your mind, body will be cooled. When you have made the divine your owner. Everything is here. It's written so clearly, revealed so clearly. The onus is on us. How many of us want to experience this stage? Not many, and that's fine. But for the ones who want to, the path is right there. There's no mystery. Guru has revealed so generously. I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to beg for it. Look how generous Guru has revealed it. You cannot get this from any sant, yogi, whatever. They hide this because they want the power for themselves. They don't want to share. And here, look how Guru has shared this. Even told me how to do this. And look for the signs as well. When I'm united, everything will, my honor will be protected. You know, every Shabd that we have done together, the podcast, and when Harinder and I have worked on the transcreations, has a different flavor. Has a different depth, you know, invokes different feelings. But it's not, I think rare has been a shabd that will say, yeah, this is what I experienced then. And it's each one is a jewel in its own right. And therefore should be treated like that. That each one is complete. This is the experience, what I need to listen to, experience. You read it over and over again, and you try to get into that frame of mind of what is it like, and the desire to maybe experience it arises, maybe. If anyone knows of this Shabd being sung, I would love to get a recording. And if there's someone out there who can sing this in Raag Dhanasri, would love to put that recording on the Sikri website. Wouldn't that be a treasure?
That would be great. Inikar, thank you very much for working on the Shabbat. You and Harinder, thank you for bringing this to light. Thank you for sharing your wisdom as usual. If anyone wants to read the Shabbat, please log on to sikri.org. Inikar, once again, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Manpreet. And until next week, Guru Fateh to you and to your listeners.